im Studio jetzt Riad. Riad kommt aus Afrin und er war neulich in Brüssel auf einer Konferenz und hat auch, seine Familie lebt immer noch in Afrin und er hat ja ganz aktuelle Informationen, wie es dort aussieht. Hi Riad.
Hi Mathilde.
How is it going in Afrin? What about the situation in your hometown?
Now Afrin is live in bad, very bad situation. It have many Islamic groups, and these groups, it's not from Afrin. They come from another Syrian city, Arabic Syrian city. In Afrin, we are, as people, I know my people, they are, they welcome to everybody from, if some people from another city in Syria, because we have war. If these people have or need some help or some safe area, they are welcome. But when this guest come by the weapon, that is not guest. It is enemy. And I am very sorry and I am very sad because our people now, as Arab people, Syrian people now in Afrin, they are our enemy at same time. We have many enemy. We have regime. We have Turkey, we have Turkish army, and now we have new enemy. They were like our brothers, our family before the war. Now we are enemy, each of us. So this is very, very bad situation. And also, I don't want to speak about my family because there is many families in Afrin. All Afrin's families, it's like my family. I cannot make, oh my God, I cannot say, oh my God, just for my family, please, blah, blah, blah. No, it is not my personality. That is not me. But at the same time, I have feelings. My father, my mother, my sister, brothers. So when the Turkish army come to Afrin before 1 year, three months, didn't come to Afrin for help us. They come to make demographic changing in Afrin, because Afrin it's around 500,000 people. All these people. It's are Kurdish, but and at same time, in Afrin there is 364 people. All these people Kurdish, and all these villages is Kurdish village. But when the Turkish army come to us, it is not. I told you, it is not come. They didn't come to help. They come as occupation army. They want to make occupation and. They make it. And now in Afrin there is some people from Afrin. I think some of them don't have choice to say no against of Turkish army. And some people said, oh, you are welcome. So this is also a bad situation. They make with the Turkish army something like local councils for every. We have seven unite, as it is not unite, but it is small unite. Seven unites in Afrin. Everyone has many villages, so they make seven local councils, and they said, okay, we are here because we want to help the people, because they need money, they need work, they need food, water, and some, as example, they need fix the road and fix the houses, because when the occupation come, they come by plane, by bombing. So in 2 months, we lost in Afrin more than 3,500 people. Children and women, and also fighter, Kurdish fighter. About Brussels, Belgica. Do you want I continue, or you have something?
No. Okay. Of course.
It was an official invitation of the conference for me, and I go there and I spoke about Afrin and situation, Afrin situation and what happened in Afrin before 1 year until now. And in this conference, it is not only for Afrin or for Kurdish people. Also, there are the another minorities, like Amazigh. Amazigh from Morocco, from Algeria, from Libya. Yeah. Also, they spoke about them problem, like me and like my team. I wasn't alone. We were around six people, sorry. In this conference, I spoke. It was the first time for me. I spoke by my feelings because, you know, Metzel, I am a journalist, and if I said any news and this news about my father, maybe my father dead in Afrin, I will speak like journalist without feelings. But this one, it is my first time I spoke by my feelings with these people, and many people really has like in English affected. Feelings more. It is more. Also, after I finished my speech there, I present one film about Afrin. This film around 10 minutes. I can to give you, and you can to put it on website if you like. It is in English. I make 10 minutes. It is about how Afrin was, and what happened after then, and now how these people live, and. It means how it was and how it become now. And in this film, I put the English subtitle because there is many people speak France and another language. They don't understand Arabic and Kurdish. So I make it for them, not for us, because for us we don't need. We know have all information. Now the people situation in Afrin, it is like any family in Afrin, they afraid now of kidnapping, kill, murder, rape, and if some family has girls, they don't like before, they don't like to go to outside because the Islamic group. It is very easy for Islamic group to take it to jail and do many bad things for her. And there we know some events like this in Afrin come in this 1 year. So this is all my information about Afrin and about the conference, I think. Yeah.
How did all these Islamic people get attracted to Afrin? Why do they go to Afrin?
Yeah. In Afrin and in not in Afrin exactly, in Rojava, it is a Kurdish area in north of Syria. There is one party. This party is PYD or PYD in English. It is a Kurdish party, Partei in in Deutsch. This party make one Kurdish area and one Kurdish they want to make Syrian Kurdistan like Iraq Kurdistan, okay? And they deal with Syrian regime, they deal with Turkey, with Iran, with America, with European Union. It is politic, okay? And this party has big and strong army. It is, and it is, in Middle East, there is only Kurdish has only Kurdish army or fighter has girls as has women. We have the woman we call the woman army YPG, and the man YPG. And Turkey, because Turkey know that this party it is one branch or this party it is PKK. It is same PKK, okay? Turkey said that. But this party said, no, we are alone. We are the party, PYD party in Syria and the PKK party in Turkey. No PKK in Syria. But Turkey, because the government, the Turkish government now, and the Osmani Imperatory before 700 years, they are the enemy of Kurdish people before 700 years until now. So any moving, any events, Kurdish around the world, Erdogan or Turkish government want to attack them. So one time Erdogan said, if the Kurdish people make one party, as example, one party in Africa, I will go to fight them. This is Erdogan's mind. So the Kurdish, the Turkish Turkish occupation against Afrin, when they come, they cannot, as because they are good in politics, they cannot come alone. They need some people from Syria to help them. So they give the Islamic group from Damascus, north of Damascus, Hama, east of Aleppo, from Deir Zor city, from many Syrian cities, they come and they make groups. Now we have more than 40 or 45 groups, and every Islamic group has one name, and every Islamic group fighting each of us because we want this village for us, and no, we want this village for us. Okay. And this village is not for them, it is our village. So after the occupation stop and the bombing stop, Turkish government give Afrin to these people, to this group. Do what you like and take the oil, because in Afrin we have more than 20 million olive tree, only in Afrin, 20 million olive tree we have. So they said, go, Islamic group, go and do what you want. Do this is our enemy. And these people, Kurdish people, is not Islam. It is against Islam. We have some Yazidian villages in Afrin. They are Yazidian. They have another religion. They come to them and they ask, why you don't go to mosque? Why he will go to mosque? He's, as example, one. You understand me? Why these people must to go to a mosque? I am Yazidian. I will go to my mosque. Okay. So because me and my team, we are journalists. We just take the photos from Afrin. We have some people to send it to us, and more information we have, and we in I think in after 4 or 5 months we have another conference, but this time in what's the meaning in English, the Onion, it is American one,
the UN.
Sorry, it is UN, United, yeah, UN. So there is in this conference there is one person. He is one lawyer in advocate in European Union, and they said, Riyad, I like what you do, and I like your film, I like your speech. Please, in next conference in UN, I want you come also. You speak what you want for your city. Okay, I said, okay, no problem.
What do you think? What can be a solution? What do you want? What do you want the European Union? What do you want the United Nations to do?
Yeah, the first thing, the Islamic group should go to out. After then, I like for Afrin, not because my city, I like it's for all Syria. But exactly now I am speaking for Afrin because it is because it has many events and many bad events now. I want the government in Afrin at future be like civil government without politic, without regime. Okay, we are people and we can do many things for our city. And after then, I cannot say, okay, please take out of Afrin the occupation or the Turkish army. We cannot, but we can to just speak. But the first thing, the Islamic group should go to outside. And now I think Syrian regime and America and European Union, all strong, Iran also, all strong countries want to finish this Islamic group, because now this Islamic group, it is a problem not only for us. Where the Turkey take these people after Afrin? It is like IS. IS shoot some groups come to like YPG in Syria also, in Deir Zor before Deir Zor city before 2 months. IS is finished now. Who finished it? A Kurdish army. So this is our what you want, our asking, yeah.
And are there fightings at the moment with the YPG and and the Turkish army, or
now the YPG and YPG go to outside of Afrin? No Kurdish army in Afrin now.
They are refugees.
Yeah, they are go to another places. But they said we will come back. But I don't believe that. It is politic. When they leave Afrin, they don't leave it because they want to leave it, because the YPG and YPG from Afrin. People, maybe there is some of my cousin, I don't know. Or the village beside our village. Maybe we know have each of us. But now they go to out of Afrin in another Kurdish place. And they said we will come back to make Afrin freedom of free of this occupation. But I don't believe that. And at the same time also, there is no fighting. But there is... many jail. The people who's fighting in Islamic group. If you see them, you will not you. Maybe the children see them. They will afraid, because there is all very old and very the character of them. It is not good. It is very bad. It is a fright. Take a fright in your heart. And if you go to, as example, my brother said, Riyad, when sometime you call me, I cannot open my mobile, because when I go to outside of my house, look, of my house in same village, I put my mobile inside and turn off. Why? I ask him why. He said, because I don't know who will come to me and tell me, okay, give me your mobile and I want to check it. If he see something, anything, maybe one Kurdish song, they will take me in jail and make many problems for me. So this is the situation. The afraid, it is a headline for Afrin. Afraid, everybody afraid.
And what's with this council, you said, with this democratic autonomy in Afrin? How are these structures affected by the occupation?
The local councils,
yeah.
There is, until now, there is the Kurdish of these councils, the Kurdish people, don't say we are against of Afrin. They said we are with the occupation. Because the occupation come and they will make the Turkish army and Turkish government will make Afrin like Turkish city. It is like European places. Okay. But at same time, there is in the councils in Afrin, there is some Arabic people from Damascus, from Aleppo, from Homs, from Hama, from Deir Zor. It is no problem for them. They are very, very happy. Because in this in them cities they have bombing and killing, but in Afrin now it is armed, it is safe for them. Yeah.
And is there any support by the Kurdish people in Iraq, for example?
No.
But why not?
In Iraq?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Sorry.
No. I just mean the Kurdish people in the other countries, for example, in Turkey.
In Iraq and Iran.
In Iraq and Iran. Are they supporting the Kurdish people in Afrin?
No. Afrin, it is a special situation. All the world, said Afrin should be changed. So Masoud Barzani in Iraq, and there is many party in Iran, Kurdish party, and also there is HDP in Turkey. It is strong party in parliament. Salahdin Demirtas is the leader. Everyone said, oh, the occupation should be stopped, and the people in Afrin should be safe. But it is just speech, just for media. Yeah.
And what do you think? You said all the strong parties, the strong countries, they want to end the Islamic occupation. Mm. But how would they do it? Who would fight? There's no Kurdish fighters.
Yeah.
Do you think but the U.S. Army is still close to the Afrin area, but in power it's the Turkish and Islamic leaders? Or
now, I think, it is just thinking. I think that there is one war. It will come in one place near of Kobani, between Kobani and Aleppo. It's one. There is one area named Terrafat. It is near of Turkish border. There is one war. It will come, and this group, they will go there and support the Turkish people against the YPG and YPJ there. So in this war, many people from Kurdish army or Kurdish fighting will dead, and they will, after then, the union plans, they will come and they will bombing this Islam.
Your vision.
Yeah. And they will come, many plans and many bombing to kill all these people there. Because if these people continue, they will make problem for Turkey first, after then for other countries. Like IS. They make IS first, after then, oh my God, we make it big and we cannot stop it. Yeah.
So you think it needs more victims, more deaths before they start to act?
Yeah.
And do you think some of these Islamistic fighters, are they also from the IS?
Yeah. Yeah, many. If they don't say we are from ES, we know that, because they cut the
heads.
Heads. They do everything by Islamic by Islam book. Okay,
Sharia
Sharia by Sharia. And when they, as example, in 21, every 21. Mars, we have Nowruz. This year, the councils, with support of Turkey, they said, no Nowruz in this year in Afrin, because it is haram, and it is, and we have job, we have schools, we have blah blah blah. What? This is big liar. Yeah. So I think there is many people from this Islamic group. There is ISIS, but they cannot say it, because as general, everybody said now IS in Syria. But this is smaller people. They are IS.
You said about your feelings. What are your feelings about the situations, Sish, there?
It is 1 year. I don't live good. I don't sleep good. And exactly first 5 months when they start in February, the 1st of February, when they start until after them 5 months, it was very bad situation for me. Don't sleep good, don't eat good, don't go to school good. Yeah, and after then I have many, many projects. I got to do my projects, but like a job. But this situation, every time in my mind, I want to be relaxed to do something good. But I try to do it. Now I have one film. I am working with Dilara in one film. We will speak about this one in next time. It is about not all the children who's come from the war has a psychology problem, like Dilara. Dilara, she's different of, also she come from the war.
Thank you very much for this information, you for your open words.
Thank you for you. Thank you for Rostevele. Thank you for you, my friend.
It was very interesting and informative.
Thank you.
Take care and all the best wishes for Afrin people and to end
Vielen Dank.
The bad situation there.